Thanks, everybody, for coming out this Sunday evening in Spanish Fork, Utah. And thanks to those who download these talks as podcasts from iTunes. We invite your comments, correspondence, and feedback. My email is at utahchristians@gmail.com. We also have a membership class at our website, utahchristians.org. I'd like to thank those who become members. We couldn't do what we do without your help and support. Everything is inspired by the teachings of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, who is the founder acharya of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Today our theme is, it's only a test. We all face situations in our lives that are uncomfortable. We're not getting our way. We're dealing with a person who's hard to get along with. We're late for an appointment, caught in traffic. As much as we don't like it, Krishna or God allows uncomfortable situations. When we're put under pressure, it shows what we're made out of. It brings to light impurities in our character, areas that we need to deal with. It shows us weaknesses and places we need to come up higher. If you're familiar with the Bhagavad Gita, nobody, probably, in the history of the world faced a more uncomfortable situation than Arjuna. Arjuna had to fight with his teachers, his friends, and his relatives. These were the people that had made him what he was. It inspired him to be what he had become. But at the same time, they had lined up with the evil-minded Duryodhana and his cronies. Arjuna has fought many, many battles before. He's dealt with many, 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 many bad guys. But this is far more uncomfortable than anything he's ever faced before. He knows the people with whom he's going to contend. There's Bhishma, his martial arts teacher. There's Dronacharya. There's Duryodhana and all of his cousin brothers. Very, very difficult to raise your hand in hostility against someone with whom you have a bodily connection. Now, Arjuna protests to Lord Krishna. He says, I would be more comfortable throwing flowers, pujarodi sudana, worshiping Bhishma, than I'm going to be throwing arrows at him. He even goes so far as to say, I would be more comfortable they killed me, unarmed and unresisting, rather than that I fight with them. He says, if I did fight with them and I achieved victory, I would be very uncomfortable thereafter living at the cost of the lives of those who are my superiors. But Krishna says we cannot be deterred from our duty because of bodily connections. The fact is that Arjuna has seen everything from his own perspective. Each and every one of us are a part and parcel of God, an eternal living being, but we're inside these material bodies of earth, air, fire, water, mind, intelligence, flesh, mucus, bile, bones, blood, all these different things. And we call these bodies as ourselves. We call the land from which these bodies took birth as our country. And we call the byproducts of these bodies our children and our family. Each and every one of us has this limited viewpoint which emanates from this body. God, who happened to have been descended on the planet and was in fact the chariot driver of Arjuna, sees the big picture. He says, Arjuna, there's something much more at stake here. There is in fact the peace and prosperity of the entire world. If you see the battlefield and let the forces of darkness overcome the world, countless souls will be denied the opportunity to engage in their religious practices and go back to home, back to God. And not only at this present point in time in history, but many, many future generations will also be negatively affected. Arjuna is told by Krishna, Gata sumzaka dasumsam nenum santi. Those who are wise lament neither for the living or the dead. We have to do our duty no matter how uncomfortable it makes us feel. And if we'll be willing to let Krishna or God improve us, refine us, adjust us, then we'll pass the test. And that's when promotion comes. In Arjuna's case, because he showed radical obedience,